having our first weekend wrap-up episode tonight. Jessica, what's a weekend wrap-up?
So we decided that we think it'll be awesome for us to just, whenever we don't have a guest on the show, we can talk about our weekends in the past few days, see what's up in our lives, have some funny stories, and just catch up. And you guys get to listen. So lucky you. Starting off, we had a crazy weekend this weekend. There was a lot that happened this weekend. It was my first weekend where I actually took the baby out, like, not forgot about COVID, but was just like, you know what? We're going to go out and have fun and see the world and just, and by the world, I mean like the next exit over, because we don't go anywhere, but you know, just like the world, just our like 3 mile radius. Nordstrom. Yeah.
That's the world for
me, honestly. That's where we ended up. But yeah, so we decided that I was just like, you know what? My husband's away. I'm with the baby. I'm not staying in the baby jail all weekend. Literally the baby jail in our living room. I am like doing something. I just want to go out. I'm like need to get out of the house for my sanity. So I didn't know that going out of the house for my Saturday would cause me to go more insane jokes, because I went out to dinner one night, I think Friday night or Saturday, I don't even know what day is it, Friday, Saturday night, and crazy, like, had such a fun time with the baby, like, put her in the high chair from the restaurant, everything was great, I was so proud of myself to, like, pack up all this stuff and get out of the house and even put mascara on and look somewhat like a human. And so, because this restaurant and the girl's, like, I don't know, she's probably middle-aged woman, like not old at all, and she's like, she just like puts her hands out to the baby, like to like pick her up, and I'm like the hostess, and I was like, girl, like what is that a thing, like no, don't do that. So that was this weekend, like that's what really stuck out with me. But we had the best weekend ever, her and I, like we had such a good girls day and everything, but this weekend really opened my eyes to like, wow, people have like no concept of what's okay and what's not okay in regards to like coming up and touching your baby. Like, no, you do not know me. Get away. Like,
yeah.
If you ask me, fine. But that was just like, that's been sticking with me all weekend. So it was like a crazy, I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but like what, where's like this, like the perimeter that you're just like, the boundaries are just like broken, like, you know, these people are just, oh, let me touch your foot, or oh, she's so cute, like let me touch her cheeks, like no, stop, you can't pick my child up, I don't even know you.
Yeah,
that was, it's like, weird,
it's so disturbing, and people just, they do it so fast that you don't even have time to stop them, because
yeah, she was like, I literally was taking a sip of my water and I turn around, the hostess is like picking up my kid, I'm like, what? Who are you? I like, if you ask me, fine, but you can't just like, what is this? So that was just,
and of
like,
course
really
they didn't
weird
wash their hands before they just came up and picked your child up.
Listen, and I'm all for acrylics, all the moms who have acrylics, like I literally have acrylics 24/7, but her nails were very long, and like I didn't, like it's like dangerous for the baby to just like, you don't need, I don't even know you, you don't know me, like no. Yeah.
No, I can't even imagine touching another baby without even asking. Also,
I feel like I would never do that.
No, never. Like, and this happened to me when my baby was super young, like probably a month old, and the person that works at the front desk of my apartment like was knocking on my door for something, so I knew who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And because at first I was like, should I even answer the door holding him, but I was like, yeah, I know who it is obviously. so I opened the door and I'm like, I know she would want to see the baby, so I opened the door and then she just touches his face, like as soon as I open the door she touches his face, and I'm like,
what is with people? I can't.
I'm like, you definitely didn't just wash your hands before you walked up here. I have like, what in the world? And not even just like the arm, but the face, where like the germs and the
ew,
everything can just, oh my gosh, I was just so upset by that.
And yeah,
I am never ever answering the door holding him again.
That's true.
Learned on that one.
That's just weird. But yeah, no, it was weird. The whole thing, I just, like, I don't get that concept. Like, not that we're making the whole show about, like, don't touch my kid. But that was something that happened this weekend that was like a little bit traumatizing, because I'm like, what? Because it wasn't just, it was her pick, the hostess picking, trying to pick her up. And then we went to lunch at my grandma's, and like she lives in like an assisted living home. And, you know, all these old women are like coming up to the baby and like touching her foot and saying how cute she is. And oh my gosh, how old is she? This and that, which fine. How old is she and that? But like one of them like pinched her cheeks, and then the other one was like squeezing her feet and then asked to hold her. And I was like, I feel like such a, I don't want to like be mean, because I'm always like, yeah, you could hold her, whatever. But that, I don't know. Like, it was just weird. It was just
too much.
Yeah. So that happened like all weekend this weekend, because we went out. And I guess it was just, I don't know, it was bizarre.
Ugh.
But anyway, so that's that. What did you do this weekend? What were your past few days? I feel like that was depressing. What did I do this weekend? Because it was a great weekend. I had the best weekend with her alone. It was awesome. But like, that was just like something to talk about.
It is. I went to Kid, which was extremely successful. if you have a Kid near you, you should definitely go, because kids, like especially mine, grows every week. He's basically,
I didn't even know what Kid was. It's like a consignment.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know if anyone's ever been to like Plato's Closet, basically where you sell your gently used clothes and they give you store credit, or they give you cash for those items. Kid to Kid is exactly the same, but
it's like Once Upon a Child for those who know that.
Yeah, which I didn't know what that was.
It's like literally the same thing. Kid to Kid, Once Upon a Child. Because I live at that place.
Yeah, literally, it's so there. Amazing. And they have seasonal, like Halloween costumes and clothes of all seasons and all sizes. And so it was just extremely exciting. That was my first time there, and it was a big success.
That's so awesome. I love those stores, honestly. Like,
yeah.
And everybody, and when I first had the baby, actually before I even had her, I was like hoarding clothes, and like all the clothes I got were from Once Upon a Child. And like, no joke, it's not even just Once Upon a Child, it's from every store. But yeah, those stores were the best, because it's like a never-ending cycle of just like clothes, because you sell the clothes that you buy there, and then you get new ones, and it's just, it's awesome. They have such good selections. I found a Burberry, like a no joke, an authentic Burberry 9-month-old coat. But by the way, I don't even have money to buy a Burberry coat for myself, let alone my 9-month-old. But it was $20, and I was like, oh my God, I need that. So I got it, and she looked so cute, because she only wore it a week, because it only fit for a week. And then I resold it on Poshmark for like $100.
There you go. So, amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like those places definitely need to be checked out more, because you know, and somebody told me once, they're like, aren't you afraid that like they're used clothes like during COVID? I'm like, no, I just wash them, and I'm pretty sure they're fine after.
If you wash them, and think about how little your child wears their clothes, because they're growing out of them.
A week.
Same with these clothes that you buy. They're barely used, you know.
It's actually better for the environment to just keep reusing than just like buying new. It's so bad.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was a big success.
Yeah, I totally am with you on that's awesome. I'm totally with you on that page. I love those places. I happen to have like a little problem with a certain company that I can't stop buying from, that also like is an issue, but it's definitely the opposite of Once Upon a Child or Kid to Kid. It's called Posh Peanut. For anybody on here who knows Posh Peanut, I'm a hoarder, and I'm actually in the Posh Peanut. For all those of you who don't know, there's a Facebook group with 60,000 people in the Posh Peanut community. I'm a huge fan in that. But I have actually, I'm probably about to be divorced, because I bought about, they just had a half year sale or whatever their sale was. And my 9-month-old has 3 backpacks for when she's 5. So you know what? Life's good. Because they were $19 each. And I was like, yes, she needs the flowers. She needs the ice cream. And she needs the ballet dancers, ballerinas. So I was like, yes. So my husband's like, why do we have 3 backpacks in the closet? Do we have, like, there's no other kids here. She's 9 months old. She can't even walk. And I was like, because she can't even walk. And she can pick which one she wants. Like, that's why we need them. and they were on sale. He's like, but it's not a sale if you didn't need it in the first place. I'm like, no, he didn't actually say that, but I said that because I was like cracking up to myself that I'm like, how do I rationalize buying all this stuff in my head when these boxes that are bright turquoise blue come to the door? They're not even like shy about it. They're like, Bosch peanuts at your door. Don't worry. Like,
they should disguise it.
Yeah, I can't really hide them because they're like pretty, and I'm like, oh god. But yeah. That's like, I'm I could be on TLC's Hoarders with my clothes for my baby. It's so bad. For some reason, I don't know why I feel like she needs a new outfit every day. Like, I don't know why that's a thing in my head. Maybe I'm like psychotic because I'm like, no, she already wore that a few days ago. But nobody sees her except the nanny. So why does it matter? Like, what am I doing?
But then if she spills something on it or whatever, you got another one. Yeah,
true. I don't know if, by the way, last thing, I don't know if you know this, but have you been to Walmart for baby clothes? Walmart is so underrated. It is the best baby clothes. I mean, like, obviously Target's amazing too, Cat and Jack or whatever, but
yeah.
Oh my god, Walmart baby clothes are like, like, different level, like, unbelievable. Check it out.
We're not sponsored by any of these places.
No, I'm just talking. Because I'm actually standing in my closet looking at all of her clothes, and I'm like, Walmart, that's from Walmart. Everything is from Walmart. It's like Old Navy, Walmart. Yeah. And then if I'm in like a really icky or bad mood, I always end up on Posh Peanut, and it's like, it's so bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then
why is this in our weekend wrap up? I don't even know what I'm talking about. Never mind.
It's fine. I wanted to share a little bit about working from home.
Oh yes, this is a good topic.
So last week my son was sick, so I had to work from home and take care of him the entire time while working from home. And it's fun because he's like this little happy guy that lays around and, you know, smiles and grabs his feet, and he's a very fun distraction from like my serious calls that I have to be on. But I have a lot of like video calls, and sometimes I have some pretty important meetings, and he of course has no concept of what's going on. So whenever he just feels like he has to burp or like pass gas or something, he just does, obviously, because he's a baby. And I happen to be on a call this week, and I'm on speakerphone, and he just passed gas, and I was like, oh my god, I hope that whoever I'm talking to, like, that their internet connection just was weak at that moment and they didn't hear, like, that's what he just did. And the person on the other end never said anything, and I never said anything, and I was just like, I'm gonna pretend that this didn't happen.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
And then I was like talking to another manager on the phone, and I'm holding him in one arm, and then I'm on speakerphone on the other, and so I'm holding the phone kind of close to his face because I'm holding him. And all of a sudden, he just burps right into the phone.
Poor kid. Oh my god. Yeah, that's like, they're going to think it's you.
They're going to think it's me. That one I had to acknowledge because I was like, that is so blatant. And like, so I was just like, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, that's my son. And
damn, Ari, are you anxious about our meeting or something?
Yeah, I was like, wow. It was a rough
lunch. We have a meeting at 4?
We had a rough lunch today.
Oh no.
And so I was like, I'm so sorry, that's funny. That's my son. And, you know, they laugh it off and everything, but definitely funny, but also embarrassing.
That's like, thank God I've had like dog issues with work, but not baby issues yet. That's probably not yet to come. That would be bad.
You never know.
Yeah, seriously, that's like crazy. There's so many like new mom things you have to think about, even at work. Like, you're like worried enough at work that you're doing a good job, let alone like someone thinking you're farting or burping. That's terrible.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, and of course, like in post-COVID, a lot of people work from home, and you know, it's more acceptable to hear kids in the background of a call or, yeah, you know, something like that. But some people still aren't completely on board with it, which is unfortunate, but
That's true. I never thought about that. Like, we have calls at work and some of their kids come on, but I wonder, that's like another, a good topic actually, is like, you know, what's acceptable and what's not with working and having children. I guess it all depends on the company and where you work and all that stuff. But it's like a, it's something to think about. I never even like thought about that at all. But anyway, that's a crazy story. I haven't had any of those yet, so guess we'll see.
That was a crazy one. And then last week also, all my big events happened on the weekdays. We were just, it was like 3 a.m, so peacefully sleeping, and all of a sudden the fire alarm goes off, like super loud, you know, as the fire alarm is. And so I'm like thinking, I'm confused because I just was asleep. So I'm like, what's going
on?
That's
scary as hell. That's my, worst nightmare. Like, to wake up with my baby in a fire alarm at 3 a.m. Like, traumatizing.
It was really, because first you don't know what's going on because you're like asleep. So then you wake up and you're like, okay, the alarm's going off. And I'm like, did it just freakishly go off? Like, sometimes, right? Things will trip it and it'll go off.
But who has a drill at 3 o'clock?
Or is this a drill? Right. And so
just practice.
Check the whole building. It's going off in the whole building. So I'm like, okay, mate, this seems like it's real and it's not stopping and it's super loud.
Yeah, I would have had a heart attack.
Thank God my baby did not wake up. I don't know how he didn't wake up.
How does he not wake up during the fire alarm?
He didn't wake up at all. This was like an hour ordeal, this whole thing.
That's nuts.
And he's peacefully asleep, did not budge. I was like, don't ever call him in a crisis because he's not going to wake up in the middle of the night. God. But also it was a relief because that would have been way worse if he was scared or crying or something. But so then I'm like realizing, okay. And then I see fire trucks outside at the main entrance. So I'm like, but my building is huge. So I'm like,
oh my God,
if there's a fire, it could be anywhere, you know, what do I do? So I call 911 and I'm like, hey, is my building on fire?
Help.
Because I'm like, I need to know, because how could I know? And so they were like, well, we don't know, so you should leave the building. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Okay, well, I have an infant, so that's just not that easy to do. Like,
can you just leave the building with your baby, all of the baby's items, your shirt, like everything?
The baby comes with like 1,000 items.
Yeah.
Like, it's like to keep them alive, like formula, bottled water, like clothes,
oh
diapers,
my God,
wipes. I mean,
oh my God, that's so scary.
In the meantime, I can't even think because the alarm is so loud and it's still going off. And so
it's
like
adrenaline.
Oh my God. So in my mind, I don't know how much time went by, but definitely way too much, that if there was a fire, like, I took way too long to get out of the building.
Yeah.
Because I'm like running around in a circle, like, do I need this? Should I bring this? What can I fit in the stroller? Like, is the elevator working? Like, what am I going to do? And so I grab all of our important documents, for all the formula that we had, some diapers, because I was like, we can go buy more diapers.
Not the Bobby!
All the Bobby. Literally, I would not leave one can of Bobby behind.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't, because it's pretty pricey, so you better take as many as you can.
Oh, yeah.
Forget the stroller, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, the stroller was like my pack mule of like all of my
items. I want to hear the rest of the story, but I feel like we should all have like, God forbid, like bags by the door. If that's like so scary.
Literally,
it's so scary.
Yeah. And then what else did I put? Clothes, diapers, all the formula, and then important documents, my work laptop, my phone charger.
Damn, you got lots of stuff there.
Oh yeah.
I would just run.
I'm telling you, this was like, by the time we left, like, people were starting to come back inside. And I was like, oh, we took way too long. Like, it was...
Well, you know what? It makes you think. It really does make you think. Like, if, God forbid, poop, 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 it's a real thing. Like,
Yeah.
What do you take? What do you do? Like, what do that's you do? So... What do you...
Oh, and, like, God. I didn't see smoke or smell smoke or see fire. So, because the lady on the 911 was like, well, do you see smoke? And I was like, no. And she was like, well, but they're checking the whole building, so, like, you should leave the building. So,
I'm oh, my God.
It's not that easy. So, I... Yeah. You know, but we did, and then I just like, let's just drive to the front and just see what that's where the fire trucks were. Like, let's see what's going on, you know, because everything had definitely calmed down. And then the alarms went off, so stopped going off. So we drive around and then see some firefighters walking around, and they were like, it's all good to go. There was no fire. Something tripped the entire building's alarm. So, you know, oh don't worry. God. You know, carry on as usual. So by then it's 4 a.m. So, like, luckily my son
did he still sleep through the whole thing,
slept through the entire thing, putting him in the car, putting him in the car, bringing him back in the building, did not wake up.
That's pretty impressive, honestly.
Incredible. But now I was like, he probably has hearing damage, because just walking to the car during those alarms was beyond loud. Like, I can't even explain how loud it was. And, you know, luckily he didn't wake up, but yeah. So
that's pretty crazy that he didn't even wake up.
No, but it made it easy though, because he wasn't crying or, you know, hungry or anything like that. So that definitely made it easy. But something to think about, because these things always happen in the middle of the night.
That's crazy.
When you're not ready, when you're not thinking about it, you're asleep, and then boom, the alarm goes off, and it's like, what do you do? So definitely it was a good lesson, and I definitely learned, like, okay, if there really is a fire, you need to just get out, and you can figure the rest out later. Because I was, like, packing for a 2-week trip when I was trying to do it.
That's crazy. Like, I didn't even... I've never, well, now I have something to think about and worry about. Thanks. No.
Yeah.
What an uplifting show we have. Wow. Every week we talk about something to worry about. I guess that is called Moms Who Do It. That's what we do. We worry. That's exactly what we're doing. Worrying.
Yeah. But also, like, you know, realizing what to do, you know, having a plan, right? All those kind of things. And
no, yeah. Being proactive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. For sure. That's crazy. Now I'm gonna excuse me while I go pack a box quickly in case my fire alarm goes off.
The number one thing is formula. Everything else you can buy at
that's
the store.
That's true. It's so true. Just get out.
Yeah, really, just get out. That's what I learned, because I was literally in a circle, like a chicken with my head caught off, like checking the hallway, checking the balcony, checking.
That's crazy.
My son, like, check, you know, and then in the meantime, time's going by, right? So if there was a fire, like, that was really bad that I didn't just leave.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah, I've never, oh my God, that's nuts. So, yeah. And the fact that he slept through it's even more nuts.
So nuts. Don't call
me. You know what? I totally forgot to tell you. Now, I don't know why it came to me 20 minutes into the show what I did this weekend. Like, I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with me? I'm just tired. I totally forgot to tell everybody what happened to me this weekend. I took my baby to, you know, one of those gyms, those like play gyms, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't know why this is just dawning on me that, like, the main thing I did this weekend,
the main event.
So I took her, and I'm like, okay, all these moms are coming in. I actually saw one of my girlfriends with her baby that showed up too, and I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. So they tell all the, I had never been, and tons of babies there. Like, it was packed. It was a party. And, they have like all these like different activities for the babies to do. They have like pull-up bars and like parachutes and poles, and it's like the club for babies. It's like
Who's doing pull-ups?
Oh my God. You'd be surprised. No, I'm not even kidding. I don't even know how to like say it. They're literally like pull-up bars. Like it's like a gymnastics place, but I'm like, she's 9.5 months old. Why does she need whatever? So I really, really wanted her to be social and to socialize and just like, you know, if she goes to the nanny every day, I really want her to just like know how to act with other humans, because she's not able to. I don't want her to be like a weird kid that just sits in the corner or whatever. Right. So I want her to be able to socialize. So joke's on me, because my kid was so social that we got in trouble 3 times because she, so first of all, we go and everybody sits in a circle nicely and you play with the little jingle bells and whatever. And then my kid, it's dead quiet in this class. And my kid decides to go like that in the middle of the class. And I'm like, oh my God. My baby. Okay. So the lady was like, excuse me, like inside voices. I'm like, she's 9.5 months. She's not knowing what you're saying. But so then on top of it, we go to the next activity, right? Where there's like moms, like, and mom and dad's like rolling down a hill with their baby in this class. And I was like, we're going to skip that one because my neck hurts and I'm not coming to the class. To, they had to sign a waiver before the class, and I'm like, why am I signing a waiver? What is going on in the class? But anyway, so then we do the bubbles was like a hit. She loved the bubbles. She was so excited. Aww. But then they have this like, they put like this square rectangle like thing in the middle, and all the babies are supposed to pull up on it all together and like have fun together.
Oh my God.
And so my baby crawls up on it, which, by the way, I was like shocked she pulled up and stood. I was like, what is this place? Like, she's never done that before. She's
so wow.
Comfortable and happy, and she was so proud of herself. It was so cute. I was so proud the whole time. Oh. Like, just seeing her so happy because she was smiling, except for the fact that everybody wanted us to leave. But she goes up to this kid and just pokes him in the eyes, like straight up, like pokes him in the face.
Oh my God.
And the kid starts bawling, like, and I'm like, oh my God, to the parents that are just staring, like, I'm so sorry, like, I don't know where that came from. This is like her first time out with other babies, like, I don't know. And then she starts laughing, like, ha ha ha. And I was like, oh, see, that wasn't a mistake. We gotta fix this. I don't know what that was. So,
oh no.
I mean, nuts. And then the last thing where they bring like little ball, colorful balls out to play, and you're supposed to sit with your baby inside your legs and bounce the balls and play. And she was like so cute. She was having it and like sitting in my lap. And then she decides to like crawl like for 7,000 miles per hour around the room. I'm trying to like run after her, and all these other moms and dads are just sitting there nice and politely, and I'm like roaming around the class like, where are you? Like, oh my God. So yeah, that was, I don't know. Oh, and then on the way out, she was like, oh, like, did you guys have fun today? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, it was great. It actually was great. It was an awesome class. But it's pricey.
Really?
Like, really pricey for a subscription. I was it's like close. It was like $980 for like a year or something. And I was like,
what?
I was like, we're going to the playground. Like, I don't, you're going back in the baby jail. I'm like, sorry. So I think what we're going to do, I actually did love that place, so I'm going to think about it. But, like, I think also, like, it's nice to, maybe I should just call up a few moms around here and be like, want to get her own play group going? Because that was,
that's yikes. Nuts. Oh, my God.
So, but, yeah, that was, like, a funny, it was, like, so bittersweet because I had such a fun time with her, watching her and seeing her, like, flourish, but also, like, bully half the class. So I was like, we're never coming back here. I'm never showing my face again in that place.
Oh my God.
And it was funny because all the other parents were like laughing, and they thought it was funny that she was so like hyper. And I was like, what is, I've never seen this side of my kid ever.
Oh my God.
I guess usually because it's like, usually she's either at home or with the nanny or like in her stroller or in the car seat. Like, I've never seen her just like go in the place, you know? And
wow.
Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
No fear. But,
oh, like, shameless, this kid. Shameless. I mean, this. She saw the kid, poked him in the face, went, ha, 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 ha. She's 9.5 months. She's not even a year old.
Oh, my Lord.
I was like, okay, you are coherent as hell. Like, what?
Wow.
Oh, my God. And she was, like, loud, and everybody's cracking up at her, all these nice, polite babies sitting there. I was like, but I was very happy because she was like all the exercises she was doing correctly and great, and like it was good. It was,
that's good.
She had fun. I had fun. But that's, yikes! Like, we got a lot of work on this kid. Yikes!
Well,
It's not even like we have any other children for her to like know how to do that. That's why I was like, what? Like, what?
Where did this come from?
Where did this come from? We don't watch TV in our house. I never put the TV on for her. Yeah. I don't know how she like. Oh, I don't know. It was just weird. And
that's so weird.
I just saw like a complete different side of her, and I was like, what is that? Like, what?
Oh my God.
But anyway, it was so, I totally recommend for anybody who like has it. There's a bunch of them. There's like My Gym, My Little Gym, like
yeah.
whatever, Gymboree. Like I really wanted to like, and they started at like three or four months. So like you can go whenever. It was cool because I like, and not that I met any other people there. Like they were all nice, but I was so focused on like figuring out the mentality of what just happened in her head to do that. That I was like not socializing. But it's pretty cool. Like you should all definitely try it out if you haven't. I was cool. Nervous about COVID, but then honestly, like I think we've all I'm pretty sure when I had it, she had it too. So I'm at the point where I was like, you know, we're kind of like poo-poo-poo immune right now. Yeah. And then also like, I don't want to like just take that away from her while she, you know, they taught us gross motor skills in the class, like how to teach your kid activities that build their gross motor skills, which for me was really important because our doctor said she's good at it, but she needs like, there's a few things we need to work on. So at the class, they were teaching us ways to work on it, which I was like, wow, this is so helpful.
That's cool.
And then they were teaching us like baby sign language, which is like a thing, like where you press yeah. your hands together and you go more and that. So now I've been teaching that to the baby, saying like every time my feet are, I'm like, do you want more with my hands?
Nice.
So it's good. It's also good to just be out with other people going through it. So
absolutely, that's awesome.
But anyway,
I just wanted to clarify what you mean by baby jail.
Oh, sorry.
So we
I
don't
say
any.
Baby jail, but we have this. By the way, best purchase ever for this age group of like when they start crawling is we have a I call it the baby gel, but it's actually from Amazon, and it's a it's a like a pack, it's not a pack and play, it's like a play yard
play pen
for that we have in the living room, that she, all of her toys in there. We have like cushy tiles because we have hardwood at the house, so
yeah.
we have like a cushy floor in the playpen, and that way like I know when I'm cooking in the kitchen, I can look over and she's in her playpen and like all of her toys are there. And it's great. It's I call it the baby jail just because like it just seems like it's a baby jail because they can't get out. But great purchase, highly recommend. It's literally the best thing ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
okay,
yeah, that's what the baby jail is.
That's great. I'm gonna buy one on Black Friday.
You really should. Honestly, I'm telling you now, that's the best mom hack on planet Earth, that thing, because you don't have to worry like are they gonna bump their head on anything, are they yeah. eating something, are they putting their hands in the electric socket even though there's plastic things on them or whatever. Like it's just so nice that you know where they are.
Yeah, that's so nice.
So yeah.
Awesome.
Best thing.
Well, this was a great weekend wrap up.
Yes. Yeah, we, wow. What we just, I don't know. That was a lot of stuff at one time.
Flew by.
That'll last for a week of thinking of our listeners going, what was that weekend for them? The two of them are nuts. But anyway, I hope I gave some mom hacks, some words of wisdom on where to shop and what to buy and what not to do with your kid at the play gym. Yeah. So fun times.
Very fun. All right. Well, we'll check in next week.
See you guys.
Bye.